TGIF. Now, y'all may be listening to this on a Wednesday, but just TGIF. Thank God it is Friday. Okay? Thank God it is Friday. It's like, now that I've launched, you know, this podcast, and now that I've written these books, I feel so close to purpose. You know, I feel so close to purpose. And it feels so natural. It feels so good, right? And it's just, it's like this freeing feeling, right? Like, I cannot wait to get to a place where I can quit my 9-to-5 and bless the company, bless the people. I love them. I love them. I do. It's a great company to work for. But I just feel called to do greater and bigger things and something I just have a passion for, you know? I don't know if any of y'all have experience working in call center settings, especially in a place where there's peak seasons or busy seasons versus slower seasons. And let me tell you, burnout is not the word, okay? Like, there is no word to describe, right? And everybody's built different. You know, you got some gurus out there that don't mind the back-to-back. But for me, it is draining. It is so draining. It's to the point, by the time I log out, I just want to curl up in the ball, pour me a glass of wine, and just, like, tune out the entire world. No offense to my family and my friends, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all to death. I love y'all to death. But shout out to my friend London. She knows exactly what I'm talking about because sis, ooh, I don't know how she do it, but she gets it. We here. We locked in. Okay. It's not even noon yet. It's not even 10 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. And I feel like I worked a couple hours and it feels like I worked like five. Feels like I worked like five or six. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to everything that's getting ready to happen. Everything that I'm building around my books, everything I'm building with this podcast. I'm looking forward to the people that I get to touch. I'm looking forward to the people that I get to resonate with, the people I'll meet along my way. Gosh, that alone is what's keeping me afloat, right? So today, I just wanted to touch base on what the P stands for, okay? Push, the perseverance, the pushing of myself, because it's taken some days it'd be taking every little ounce of me to not be like, I quit. Because in all actuality, you know, like, I do need the stability that comes from my bread and my butter right now. You know what I mean? You know, while everything is taking off, you know, shout out to my friend London again. She always has this saying, steps and stages. I mean, it's a pretty generalized saying, but it's something that she tells me all the time. And it's so true. Steps and stages. So I've made rash decisions in the past where I found myself in similar seasons where I was feeling called to my passion projects. However, I was just burnt out at whatever job I was working at the time. And I'm a very emotional person. So I forget which side is which. I think left brain people are more emotionally intact and more, you know what I mean? Like, have more of a creative edge, have more like You know, we're just those sentimental type people, more sensitive and things of that nature. And then you have the right brain people that are more analytical, more logical. Things got to make sense. Things got to be more aligned. Things need to be planned, right? And I think another way to describe it is like a type A versus a type B type of person. I think type A people are the logical ones, and type B are the whatever. You know, I don't know what terminology you want to use. But the point is, I am not logical all the time, okay? Don't get me wrong, things do need to make sense, and I am a planner. However, when my emotions are triggered or when my emotions are high, I tend to go into a state of being where I just want to do what feels right in that moment, right? Who doesn't like the feeling of instant alleviation and self-gratification, like just self-gratifying moments that just make you feel like, oh, you know, like a temporary release. But at the same time, like I've done that in the past. Like I've quit jobs in the past without having anything planned for the future, without having anything else to fall back on. And then I throw myself into struggle seasons, right? And I told myself, I was like, I'm going to fight that urge moving forward until I know that it's God and not me. And if it's me, it's ego driven. It's directly related to how I'm feeling in the moment inside of myself, right? And if it's God, I'm bumping into walls in every which direction I turn. Or, you know, you can tell that there's a path that's being laid out. It feels more so of you being guided in a certain direction. It requires a lot of intimacy with God and walking with God and being on point with your meditation and your prayer and things of that nature. Like, if you're just deciding one day to do one thing over the other because that's just how you feel in the moment, you may be setting yourself up to throw yourself into a struggle season that God never intended you to go through, right? So I'm just being open and transparent because I'm having moments or finding myself in moments where I'm at a crossroads. And if I make one decision, it's either you can sink or swim. It's one decision. If I make that in that instant, I'm getting thrown into a struggle season, and I did it to myself. And versus sticking it out and taking it to God in prayer and asking for strength and guidance along the way, and things unraveling according to God's plan on His time, and being guided through that. You know what I mean? And thus far, I feel like that's what's naturally been taking place for me. So y'all, I'm just tired. I'm on my little morning break right now. And if anybody just works in customer service, bruh, you know, man, especially if it's like a call center environment. Oh, I be pushing the mess out of some self-service options. You know, you can do this on our website. It's such and such and such and such. You know, this option is also available through our automated system on our IVR system, you know, by pressing option such and such. Because me as a consumer, I don't call nobody unless I absolutely have to. I don't call nobody. I'm gonna be quick to utilize that website. I'm gonna be quick with it, you know? So that's not to say that, you know, I don't bump into some really amazing people and some vibrant people and great customers that I, you know, connect with. I have stories I can take away from that. And that's not to say I don't have experiences with some customers that make me want to that make me want to snap my own neck. Like I have some days where I'm just completely over it, bruh. Oh man. But I thank God that I've made it this far. To whoever's listening, just stay encouraged. It's easier said than done, especially in those moments that seem like it's taking forever. Just stay encouraged. Breathe. Take full advantage of your downtime where it matters. Meditate. Get on one accord with God. Silence yourself. You know, turn your phone on silent. Leave your phone in the other room. You know what I mean? And like just sit with yourself. Sit in it. And just pray on some stuff, you know? Oh, perseverance, man. Perseverance, perseverance. Pushing, pushing, the push. It feels like you're birthing something, you know. And I have no kids, so I can't really speak on what labor pains feel like, but I can only imagine, you know. But if I had to compare it to something, it just feels like something, like it just feels like just a pushing, a pushing, a pushing. And the closer you get to birthing something that you're so passionate about and something that just feels right and feels at home to your soul, like this is what you're supposed to be doing, it just feels like a crowning is happening. A crowning, a crowning, pushing, pushing. It's right there. It's right there. And it's just all about the timing in which you feel like it's going to be okay to let it go. Everything that once was before, so that you can fully divulge into what is to come and what it is that you're supposed to do. So today I'm really feeling it. Y'all, I am feeling it. I'm feeling it. I am feeling the crowning happening. I'm feeling the contractions. I don't know if these is Braxton Hicks, or that's what it's called, right? Them fake contractions. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm feeling something. And I know it's not the time to up and leave what I have going on professionally right now, but there's movement, there's traction in these steps and these stages. And I'm just trying to best prepare myself and to be consistent with what it is that I'm doing and to prepare myself for that transition into fully birthing and being able to coddle and to hold and to enjoy and to love what the outcome is of these passion projects of mine. I Lord, this is the one thing. This is the thing that I feel like I don't necessarily have to get paid for. This is just what feels good to me. It feels so natural. It feels so natural, just speaking, expressing, wanting to. I'm not going to spoil what's to come, so let me not disclose too much. We'll keep it at the speaking and expressing for right now with the books that were released. Again, just helping myself and the Help Book Workbook, which is the accompanying book to just helping myself so that you can start your journey and start your self-improvement and your self-help process as well. Both on Amazon right now. Get your copy. And I'm thinking about starting a virtual book club and seeing about getting a group of women together to work through it together so we can all work through it together, right? I think that would be pretty dope. I think that'll be pretty dope. But I am nearing the end of my break at work right now, so I will wrap this up. Again, thank God it is Friday. Lord, I come to you right now and I ask you for strength. I ask you for guidance, support, motivation, Lord, all of the above, just to get through my day today. And it's crazy because before I indulged into these passion projects that you put in my heart to achieve, Father, I would have had no problem going through my day. I kind of would just numb it out and kind of just phase out and just go through it like I'm on autopilot. But God, you have shifted my focus where it matters the most to me and my heart to do your work and to talk to your people. And to wake up a specific group of people that you have called for me to wake up and to invigorate and to instill and speak life and love over, Father. And with that, God, I pray for wisdom to be able to decipher the difference between what is me versus what is you, God. More of you, less of me. Please help me get through this day. Ooh, Lord. I need it. In your magnificent name, I pray. Amen. Peace and blessings, y'all. And I will be back with another piece for y'all on Speak on a Saturday.